in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Gabe on stage. She.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification. Church announcements, Angel, let them know.
June 1st, you know what it is. We're going to be in Chicago June 3rd, in Atlanta June 5th, in Los Angeles, Philadelphia June 23rd, Washington June 24th. Come on out and see your girl. We're going to have a good time. Go to my link tree and you can get all the tickets.
Bing, bang, boom, bop, boom. All right. Bye. We are talking Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, who has been trending for the better part of this week. Yeah. Mostly, she has a book coming out called Live Your Promise. So she's been doing a promo tour. Under this promo tour, or during this promo tour, she has come under fire about her doctoral degree. Mm-hmm. She appeared on The Breakfast Club. Here's that clip. This caused quite the hullabaloo.
Responded to that in this new era of your life. I'm going to clear it up. Once on here, I'm not doing it again. And I'm clearing it up for my doc squad, for my fan base, for my audience who deserve to hear me address it. For the folks who have already made up their mind to not like me or not understand me, listen, I don't give a fuck what your narrative is. I would like for you to recreate it, double down on it, and run that shit. Because I don't give a fuck about it. Now, to my doc squad, my fan base, my folks, you know, my village, it's very simple. I went to a school, Argus University, completed an entire program. I went back online to get my official transcripts because I was applying to a law school many years ago to be a professor there. And I had to provide my transcripts, right, to get hired. And I went to contact the school and say, hey, I need my official transcripts. I need my entire thing. And there was no school. I was like, okay, I'm confused. I Google, it says this school has been shut down. I said, oh, well, they got to have records. I mean, they were accredited when I attended the school. They were accredited when I finished the program. I go and look, there is a third party that has the records. Why I contact the third party? That third party only holds records for 2 years. I was past my 2 years. So that means that I had no access to records. And then I contacted, financial aid. You can't make up financial aid. It shows that I paid for a doctoral program alongside my master's program and my undergrad program. And they said, we can fully refund you your money under one circumstance. We give you your money back. You don't get credit for not a class, a course, a program you took in this university, at this institute. So do you want us to refund you? Or do you want us not? I said, no, because I didn't want to risk the chance of them saying, well, we're going to give you back your money, and it wipes out your entire program. Luckily, I had, I did this with all of the schools. I had downloaded from the actual student portal my transcripts at that time, and I was able to get just about all of my transcripts, including up to, like, dissertation. But everything else, there's just no holding tape for any of our records, which I think is completely, completely effed up.
They are going to kill you online this week. They're going to say she has no records. They just want to hate you regardless.
No, that's fine. And it's not even that there's no records that I don't. The school had a third party that carried the records only for a limit of 2 years. So it's not me. It's any student that attended Argosy. But again, it doesn't. How can I say it? It doesn't affect me because if I chose to go get a license as an LMFT, I have my master's in marriage and child therapist. I have my hours. I can just take that and say, hey, let me submit these for licensor. And I want to go sit for my exam and I'll have to do a study. I don't need a doctorate in counseling psychology to go get licensed as a therapist. That's what we're all missing.
All right. She had one more defense on another show.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that one. I heard this one you just played.
Let me play this one for you. For
And I'm not going to prove anything to anybody. My obedience is to God, not to people. And so as long as I'm in his will and I'm serving and I'm doing his, you know, his word, my sheep will know my voice. Even the sheep in wolf clothing, that is not my battle.
Well,
that's
the
his.
Questions that are out there, why not provide the proof of your degree? Why not?
Well, a couple things, right? I have multiple degrees. And my thing is that my proof isn't something that I have to prove to individuals. My proof is already within my credentials, my degrees, and also more than just my titles, it's in how effective I've been. Mm-hmm. All of my sessions have been live for the most part. My sessions with Nick Cannon, Cam Newton, Shannon Sharp, B. Simone, they have all been for the world to see, right? So no one knew who Dr. Bryant was prior to seeing all of my sessions that were live. Mm-hmm. And they deemed it, as well as I did before they did it, they can't validate me, I validated myself, they deemed it as my work being effective. I am effective at what I do. Finally, I'm educated then. And I'm successful in my lane, and I land on this. I created my own lane. Yeah. And so a lot of times, Marissa, when people see that you created something that maybe they couldn't, admiration turns into envy. And you got to be okay. And you got to be okay with it, that. Yeah, in that
as an
space.
Attack.
Yeah.
But I think, and I've gotten this question from many viewers, yeah. And I owe it to them.
You do.
Service to
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Why not drop doctor from your name if you cannot bring forth that doctoral degree?
So I've already covered this, right? And we're here obviously to talk about my new book. So I've earned the title. I have multiple degrees, and I'm not going to prove anything to anybody. And we're going to leave it just as that. Yeah.
All right. Now.
Conversation about.
Let me tell you what I think, Angel, then I'd love to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Big Joker. I answer to God. Smart, Dr. Cheyenne. She said, first of all, I don't owe y'all anything. All I got to do is be a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Oh.
I answer to the Lord of hosts.
The Lord.
Y'all talking about, I'm talking about King of Kings.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm talking about King of Kings.
Yeah.
I saw somebody on Threads be like, y'all wasn't mad at Dr. Phil. He ain't no real doctor. He is. So is Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar's dissertation available to read. Right now, Angel.
What's his doctorate? What's his dissertation?
I'm
going
to read
on?
It to you because I Googled it this morning. I said, what's Dr. Umar's dissertation? Dr. Umar's dissertation.
Big
Umar R. Abdullah Johnson. The relationship between self-concept and academic achievement in African-American middle school students, a correlation study. This was submitted in 2010. Degree name, Doctor of Psychology, Department of Psychology. You got a department chair, first advisor, second advisor, third advisor. Abstract, recommended citation. That man defended his dissertation in 2010.
Boom. Where'd he go?
He went to the Philadelphia school.
Damn.
The Philadelphia College of, amen. Okay. Osteopathic medicine?
Okay.
I don't know. I never said that word aloud.
A doctor's a doctorate.
Okay, y'all mad at Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. Where's Dr. Miracle? Y'all put Dr. Miracle stuff all up in your hair. I ain't seen nobody say nothing about Dr. Miracle. What is even in there? I ain't never seen a picture of Dr. Miracle.
No.
What Dr. Miracle even look like? Mm-hmm. Y'all just putting juices and berries in here. Where did Dr. Miracle defend his or her dissertation?
Listen, as everybody keeps saying, Dr. Pepper and
Doc McStuffins, she's a child.
Listen, but
she's a child and she got a TV show. Where's her?
With Doogie. Nobody questions Doogie Howser.
Where's Howser? Did he go or he's a medical doctor?
He was medical.
Okay, so he ain't got to do the dissertation.
No.
Because medicals, they got to get their. How they get theirs?
They go to MD. Medical school. Yeah, they get an MD. And then there's a JD.
What's the MD stand for?
Medical doctor.
Doctorate.
Oh, okay. Because I know JD is Juris Doctor, but I didn't know if it was like Latin, but like Medicinus.
I do believe it's Medical Doctorate or Medical Doctor, one of the two.
Dr. Dre? Is he a doctor or is he a PhD
Nobody
student?
Will ever question
Doctor
him.
Of Medicine.
Doctor of Medicine. Where's Dr. J? He just dunk a basketball and y'all ain't talk about him. He ain't been on the Breakfast Club dunking basketballs.
Mm-mm.
Dr. Pepper, 23 flavors. What are they? How long is it going to be a secret?
A drink should not have 23 flavors.
That's what Dr. Pepper.
That's their whole thing.
Their whole thing is 23 flavors. What are the flavors?
That's why I hate it. I don't like it.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper.
Dr. J.
That's who I was thinking
of. I just said that.
I couldn't remember his name. Yeah, I couldn't remember his
name. Dr. J nor Dre. Nor McStuffins.
The doc from Back to the Future.
Oh, well, now he definitely got a doctorate.
He got a doctor in time.
I would hope.
In time.
He gay. He dead, ain't he?
It sound like you said he gay.
I said he gay. I meant dead, but I said he gay. What's that doctor? What was his name? What was the actor's name?
White man. White man.
Christopher
long hair.
Something?
Nolan.
No, he's Odyssey.
Christopher Columbus.
No.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd! Dr. Seuss.
Lloyd the
same. He was racist or something.
Yeah, or anti-Semitic or something.
Yeah, he was had a lot of bad stuff. He had a book called One Nigga, Two Nigga. Pull that trigger. We said, what you talking,
bow,
man?
Wow, wow, wow.
Green eggs and ham to that?
I was about to say, that's a good rap, though.
Go ahead, Angel. What you think about all this as a woman?
I was, I said, you know what? Let me look up this. Let me look up what all this is, okay? So I had to figure out first what school she went to.
Mm-hmm.
Argosy.
No, she University. Went to B.S. Bishop Sycamore High School.
Okay.
She was a football team.
She actually was. She went to CSUN. I'm serious.
Really?
Yes. She got one
Cal State Northridge.
Yes, she got
after one. Bishop Sycamore High School?
Yes. That's why. Yeah, she got one of her degrees.
Bachelor?
I think she that's where her bachelor's is from.
Really?
Because she has a bachelor's. She has her master's.
She's unreal. I'm going to stop by there and be like, show me the records.
Show me the records. Pull it out.
Pull out the transcripts.
Yes. So she went to CSUN. So I was like, what is this? Because the way she said I thought it was Arcus, but it's Argosy.
Argosy?
Yeah.
They got the little flame.
Y University. Okay. This university was acquired by Dream Center Education Holdings, right?
What is that?
Exactly. Which was a nonprofit entity that was created by the Dream Center Foundation, which I think is a religious foundation.
That's what I thought. That's the only thing I know about the Dream Center from Atlanta.
Yeah. And so, scam. That's what, as soon as I got there, I was like, scammer, scammer, bammer, bammer. Scammer, scammer. Do I believe she possibly went to this university? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But would I, even if she had the proof that she had this doctorate, would I believe that there was strong validity in the team that she had to do her defense against? Because you defend your dissertation to a panel of
tribunal.
Would I feel like, oh, their opinion of her work should be trusted?
Yeah.
I would not think that.
So you're out.
I'm out. Even if everything she's saying is the truth, because I'm not saying that what she's saying is the truth. Even if she could produce a doctorate from this university, I'd be like, it don't amount enough to me. Could amount to you. It don't amount to me because why you go there?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Right. Morris Brown, I believe, is back accredited. Now.
They are.
OK. Mm-hmm. If you went to Morris Brown when it was accredited, your degree was from an accredited institution. Morris Brown lost their accreditation. That doesn't mean it was like even if it lost their accreditation after you went there, it just means people look at your degree differently. It doesn't mean you didn't.
Yeah, but her school closed. It didn't just lose its accreditation.
No, I agree. Uh-huh. I'm saying, though, but even if closed, lose accreditation, I feel like in the job market, it's like, oh, you went to a school that's either closed now or no longer accredited. Because the part about, well, you give us the money, you get the money, you ain't go to the school. If I went to the school, I went to the school. Whether y'all closed or not has no reflection on whether I went and completed my stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? A lot of people, I don't know much about transcripts from schools that close. But from what the consensus is, other people who went to Argosy years before her were like, I can pull up the portal right now and get my transcripts. That the 2-year thing on a third party is not a thing. Mm-hmm. That the stuff is there.
Right.
I don't know much about this. Deontay Kyle said this. I thought it was a funny way of saying it. He said, she's just had too many original experiences for me to believe this is the truth.
Yeah.
That's too many original things. No, I never heard of that. And I didn't know a lot of times people's doctorials are able to be looked up online.
Yeah, no, because you're saying you're an expert at this. You know, when you get a doctorate, you're not getting a doctorate. Well, wow, yes, the overarching branch might be I have a doctorate in theology.
Yeah.
But you had to defend something extremely specific, which makes you the expert on that thing. So you have to kind of show proof of why you're an expert. Your bibliography, your sources.
APA, MPA.
It should be vast. They need to, people need to be able to see, oh, you didn't read a lot about this.
You know.
You know that you know that you know. It's not something that, and you know, this has me wanting to say something about all these celebrities getting these doctorates here lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it after I tell y'all about how much I love Cash App and how much I love being able to get money from folks, send money to folk with no hassle, super duper easy, just with a little boop, you know, that's me typing in your little username or scanning the QR code, right? Especially during this time when people are graduating, their weddings, you just want to be able to send a little something, move on about your day. Now, listen, some things that I know that you all love about Cash App is that, listen, it's amazing, all right? In this day and age where we are all trying to get benefits in different places and all that stuff, wouldn't you want to be able to get perks? Cash App is actually giving you that as well. And you can design your own debit card. That these are so many things that Cash App is like, we not just about giving you cash, we about giving you some rewards too. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend money called Cash App Green, and unlocks ways that new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or the Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverages, high borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download the Cash App. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CashApp10 in their profile at signing up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. I say that what I think is, if I was a guessing woman, she went to this school. She did not finish the requirements to become a doctor. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is that there are certain things that you would have because you finished. A picture. In the diploma.
Black folks love a cap and gown pick.
Well, first of all, it's the velvet for me. That's why I said I'm going to get a doctorate. Because you get so much velvet. There's so many velvet things that you put on when you have a doctorate.
Angel, here's your degree. Before that, where's my velvet stuff?
This is why
I signed up. Because I want velvet. I love velvet. Velvet Rope, my favorite Janet song. Yes. Album. Give me the velvet.
I want all the velvet. Even that, like, that would be helpful. Like, here's a picture of me at my graduation. Here is the picture when I received my diploma in the mail. There are certain other things outside of a transcript.
Something.
That black people would be like, all right, nigga, okay. But to have nothing. I don't think, either she didn't defend or she didn't pass. In her defense, I believe she could have went to this raggedy school. Absolutely, because I do feel like, unfortunately, there are some black people who are cutting corners when it comes to their education. Not to say that you got to go to these to white institutions to get verified by white people. However, if you're going to go through all the work and all that studying and you want these white people degrees, then come on. You're going to do the shit to make sure that thing sticks. That's why it be irritating me that all these celebrities are getting these honorary doctorates from these institutions that we have never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Trick Daddy.
What he got?
I think he got one.
In what? From who?
One of these places. They keep. And it's not, you know what? And I know a lot of people are like, you
were. He got it from Leaders Esteemed Christian Bible University.
I tried Bible. You hear that? Christian Bible. That's why I said, as soon as I heard the dream.
Why they give Dream why Foundation Leaders Esteemed or whatever Christian Bible the hell, University give Trick an honorary degree?
Gave one to one of the Braxton
sisters. And Trina.
Yes.
The baddest?
The baddest
bitch. The baddest honorary.
Got her doctor.
They got their full on clothes. They got their stuff on.
Listen. And this is the thing, because you know a lot of people be like,
oh, they got it for, they were acknowledged for their musical impact and leaving a lasting legacy in hip hop. That's fine. Why did the Leaders Esteemed Christian Bible University be like, you know who did something with hip hop? Trick and Trina.
Look at all the people they've given doctorates to. Look up that school and look up the long Leaders list. Esteem? Yes.
I'm going to look it up.
And here's what I'm trying to say. This is not to say that Trick and Trina don't deserve to be honored for the, all the work they've done. So this is not to take that from them. Mm-hmm. But I do think people understand that the nomenclature that we use.
I love nomenclature.
Isn't it a great word?
That's a great word. You pulled nomenclature out.
I love
it. I respect you.
It's one of my favorites.
I looked up nomenclature. I didn't know what it meant in 2015, 14. I said, that's cool. What that means. Not and like then that. You dropped it.
Boom.
Big Scrabble. They done called you.
But the nomenclature that we use around doctor, mm-hmm. even if it's honorary doctorate, okay?
Yeah.
There is a meaning that society, we've pretty much all agreed on.
Yeah.
But there are certain people that are like, fuck that. Baby, we using it however. Did you see that new doctor I bought? Like, right. Did you see that new doctorate? Yes. I'm wearing my new doctorates on my feet. Like, we're just using it wherever we want. I got
Doc
this.
Doc Martin!
I got
Doc
these Martin. New
Where's doctorates. Where's his dissertation?
I got these Schultz. New doctorates installed. Like, we're just using it. I cooked me up a doctorate. We can't just, it's like it's starting to lose meaning.
Words mean things, Angel.
Well, it's starting to lose meaning. And my thing is, if you want the allure, then do the work. If you want the allure of the title.
Or become a pastor. Pastors love honorary doctorates. And you going to call me Dr. Davis, Dr. Jones, Dr. Miracle, Dr. Wisen, Dr. Everything. Pastors love. Somebody said this on Threads. If she would have just become a pastor, this would have never been a thing. Okay, let me tell you who that loses esteem. Christian Bible University gave them honorary doctorates. So you asked me to look it up, and I did.
Look it up.
Trick Daddy and Trina, 2025, recognized for their musical legacy. Tyrese Gibson, 2024, recognized as an honorary doctor of philosophy and humanitarianism.
Philosophy? For fucking philosophy? Tyrese.
How'd you fit that in there?
For fucking?
In philosophy, you fit that in there. And humanitarianism.
Tyrese
Gibson. Sweet lady, who's a doctor? Tyrese is.
Again, this is not to discredit any of these people and what they've done in their field.
Respectfully.
Tawanda Braxton and Young Jock in 2026, honor for community and entertainment.
Me at the Doc Jock.
Doc Jock! Doc Jock! And then Cynthia Bailey in 2026, honored for empowerment work.
I don't want it.
I
don't
do.
Want anybody to give it to
I'm going
to
hit up Leaders of the Esteemed Christian Bible.
They'll give you three doctorates, Kevin. Yeah,
and I'm going to be right on the Breakfast Club defending my dissertation. You still didn't defend. Forget that, then.
Dr. Kev on stage.
I'm Doc on stage.
Yeah.
Kev on and I'm going to go to a hospital and say, hey.
It's interchangeable.
Let me do a surgery in here. I got my Leaders esteem.
This is interesting.
Let me do an open heart surgery and save some lives in here.
Listen, I have friends that have recently got. There's another institution that's giving out some doctorates that I feel like is out here, and I really want to be like, hey, stop it, stop doing that. It's just. It used to be a title, even inside of, because this is the thing, even inside of the Black community, an honorary doctorate was still a title that was hard to get.
Yeah.
It was not some stuff.
Yeah.
That like you just throw it over there because you made a lot of money somewhere.
I'm still cracking up at Young Jock. I don't know which one's the funniest.
It's insane.
Young Jock, you just see. How did you pick the people? I see how Tyrese can add to it. Trick Daddy, but Young Jock, they were like, man, Angel, you and me can get one.
Listen, I want an honorary doctorate, but I want my impact to be so, like, extreme in the world.
Yeah.
That like people are like, well, yes, damn right, it's about time.
Sure.
I don't. It can't be that
I. No, I want you to have it now.
It can't be that I had some hits.
Yep. You go over to the Leaders Esteem and you.
Oh, they would give me one. You
leaders
think I was?
Esteem. And this is when you was only at 3 million.
Yeah.
You knock on the door, Leaders Esteem. You say, "Hey, y'all. Hello." I had a platform when I was at 3. What we at now?
21 or 22.
21 mil. I want an honorary doctorate in psychology. Don't even put it in music contributions and all that other stuff. Give it to me. I want to apply for a job.
Yeah, philosophy.
You give turn this in, they're going to give they're going to have the clothes for you in your size with plenty of velvet.
Oh.
You're going to be velvet down. They're going to have a red velvet cake for you.
Listen, I want all the velvet. I'm going to be in a velvet jumpsuit. A velvet jumpsuit. I can't. And I just, so for Dr. Cheyenne or Cheyenne.
No. It's Dr. Cheyenne, Brian.
People about to start calling that one by her first name.
Well, here's my question. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. What was the first thread? Because I feel like she popped on the scene. And when she was talking about sessions, was she talking about those podcast interviews, or was she talking about something separate?
No, I think she was talking about the podcast interviews that
she was she considering on. Those sessions?
I guess so, because I guess she's showing the work that she would do if she was with these people.
Okay. Do you think if she was just like, "Hey, I'm a life coach"?
Yes.
Do you think she would have gotten as big as
no.
she would?
Well, no. Wait a minute. Sorry, say your whole question because I answered it too quickly.
My question is, do you think if she was just like, "Yo, I'm Cheyenne Bryant, I'm a life coach, I'm a relationship specialist," do you think she would have reached the heights? My question is, why did she go the doctor route?
Oh, I think she still could have reached the heights.
That's what. So what? So why?
Because we
because we respect
the title.
I believe you are more knowledgeable if you've got a PhD in something.
Mm-hmm.
I will weight your words more.
Because if you know what it takes to get a PhD,
for sure.
Yeah, you're going to shut the fuck up.
Because you did three, what's it, like 2 or 3 years of PhD program?
A lot are three. Three or
is
more.
What I thought.
Three is like the quickest you can get through it. Some people have to take longer because of how much you have to read and write.
And if it was honorary doctorate, people ain't going to weigh that as much.
A lot of papers.
Written. A lot of papers, a lot of APA, MPA.
Well, yeah, ChatGPT at that time.
An honorary doctorate is about your contributions.
For sure.
A doctorate earned is about your work, is about the work and study you did to get it.
For sure.
You know, and if she has neither, why are you using
so
that
that's
title?
What I think would happen. In my estimation, I might have the timeline incorrect. I remember the first time people started questioning whether she was a. I remember her first being questioned for being licensed before the doctor thing. Because she said something about Offset or was on the Joe Budden podcast. About the Joe Budden podcast.
I don't have to. It was
right. It was something about
report,
that.
Like to the
I'm not like a report to a board. Because people are like, "You shouldn't be talking about this session publicly if he's your client." She's like, "Oh, I'm not licensed or I'm not working under a license." I think she said, "I'm not working under a license."
Yeah.
But Raquel Martin was the first person I saw. Oh, like yeah,
she cut that her and the other her
who
always got on a bonnet, always got transgender
Dominique woman. Morgan.
Yes,
I didn't see hers.
Oh, Dominique's read, and I'm pretty sure it was to Dr. Cheyenne. Dominique's read. I was just like.
Raquel Martin has been like.
Oh, she
first of all, Raquel Martin got about as many degrees as we have. Art.
Yeah.
She undid the work. And she was like, nah, this is, I've seen a lot of licensed mental health professionals speaking out about this because they're like, you're putting our livelihood at risk. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't even know what you saw. And I know. Yes.
Oh.
I know what you, I don't even see the comment.
Stop. Lately, I've been more intentional about what I wear. Day to day, leaning into pieces that feel more comfortable, easy, and still put together. And getting dressed is just even simpler. Josh, tell them who we talked about today. Quince is the name, because let me tell you, I love them. The fabrics feel elevated, the fits are clean, and everything just works without needing to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for spring. Think 100% European linen shorts. Ooh, that sounds so good. And shirts for just
$34. $34, Angel?
Yeah, starting at $34. Lightweight, breathable, and comfortable. And still look put together and 100 and clean, 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness that has to be felt. Their pants also hit that same balance of relaxed and comfortable and still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you would find at a similar brand, to a similar brand. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman so you can get premium materials without the markup. Listen, their linen shirts are just, oh, so nice. They're lightweight, they're breathable, and you're going to look amazing. And the shirt didn't cost as much as I would have thought. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to Quince.com/SK for free shipping on your order in 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/SK for free shipping in 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK.
SK.
And we ain't done.
We ain't done, Nick.
Let...
Nope. I'm not going to say that.
And we ain't done. I'm so excited to talk to our next, talk about our next sponsor, okay? Have you ever done something that you thought was actually like good for you to do and you find out it's actually not good for how your body is set up or how you are? Listen, especially when it comes to the hair industry, they had us doing stuff as curly girls that you shouldn't do because your hair is not straight, right? You be following the advice of other people and you don't get the same results because they ain't built like you, okay? And what they need ain't what you specifically need. This is why I love Bask and Lather, okay? Because it's products for textured hair. Not only that, it's black owned, and you know I'm here for it. All right, so some of the amazing things that they have a stimulating scalp and hair balm, so it helps nourish and hydrate from the inside out with 100% natural ingredients. Okay, when used regularly, users have seen results in about 3 months. It what really helps with reduces hair breakage and adds shine. And if you have curly or like tighter coils, sometimes our hair doesn't give us that shine we want. This is where you go. And it penetrates the strands without clogging the pores. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have a hydrating hair mist. That's my jam because I do feel like I got to water my hair like it's a plant. It needs water every day. So their hydrating hair mist, it combines aloe vera and avocado oil to reduce frizz, treat dryness, and detangle and redefine curls. And you can use it in combination with any of their other products for a customized routine. Oh, like I said before, it is black owned, okay? A dermatologist misdiagnosed one of the CEO's younger sister, and she said her hair would never grow back, and the family took things into their own hand. That's what we do as black folk, all right? And the CEO and her mom researched and formulated their own scalp and hair oil to stimulate growth and retain length. Explore viral bestsellers and products of healthier hair of all types from Bask and Lather. Go to baskandlatherco.com and use code SK for 20% off. That's 20% off at baskandlatherco.com, code SK.
SK.
Okay, now what we do?
All right.
And we're back.
So I think my main, as a person who's been dragged on the internet, I actually feel bad because I, by the grace of God, I've never been dragged on all platforms at once. Mm-hmm. This is an all-out assault during your book week, but not in the good way of making me want to buy your book. More like I've seen people telling the publisher to make her take Dr. Bryant off the title or they're returning their book. Like, this ain't the PR you want if you want to sell a book. This isn't like, oh, here's my memoir. I'm telling you I slept with this famous person. Oh, snap, I want to read that story. This is your credibility being challenged in a world where your credibility matters.
You know, and this is what, if I were her, well, I wouldn't be, but this is the advice if I was her friend, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, girl, you're 10 toes down and you can be 10 toes down. You just got to change it a little bit and be like, listen, I did all the work that I could do. And I feel like I earned it regardless of whether or not y'all believe it. So
you think I'm that would work?
I'm leaving here with something because the difference is
you're her homegirl. I'm her home. I'm you. I'm her angel. What like, I do right now.
Okay.
Based on what you believe.
Based off of what I believe, which is that she did not
finish.
Finish.
Yeah.
I would be like, listen, yup. I didn't get across the finish line, but God, I'll be damned. Doctor's going in front of my name. I don't give a goddamn. It's going. It is. I'm not going to be able to produce.
Start off with, yup. Listen, yup.
I'm not going to be able to produce no degree for y'all. Didn't finish it. Got close.
They that said, would be better.
Yeah. So, yeah, if y'all
got close,
but I didn't. My advice still be solid.
The black community would probably allow you to say early on, mm-hmm. Now you done doubled and tripled down. You done say God, only answer to God. Now I think it's kind of like irrevocable damage to your credibility and career. Because I seen Lateris posted an interview he did with her and folks was like, man, take this down. Uh-huh. I was like, dang, it's for her rollout, man. You only posted it like.
Yeah.
As she wants to continue saying Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, I think it'll be negative for her.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's going to be able to be invited on stages. Not with that name.
No, it's going to cause organizers a whole kerfuffle.
Yeah, she does. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what degrees she does have. Okay, she has. She went to, like I said, CSUN.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She holds a double bachelor's degree in psychology and Pan African studies.
Okay,
and then her master's degree. Let me see. Where is her master's? Where is Dr. Cheyenne's master's degree from? Where and I'll tell you what it is. Hold on, y'all.
Two claps now, y'all. Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Her
crisscross. Crisscross. Everybody clap your head.
Oh no, she might not have that either. Oh, no. Sorry.
You're doing more research, right?
No. She got it from, I remember, she got it from the University of Phoenix.
That's online too, ain't it?
Yeah.
My dad got one of those. Alma mater.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
He does, though.
That's the way you said alma mater.
Alma mater. I think that's where she got it. Then did she finish it? I'm trying to figure out. My thing is, I don't know, because, you know, I like degrees. I like to collect them like Pokemon. And it sounds like she do, too. If she got a double bachelor's and she's saying she got it, that means you like getting degrees. You're not going to be able to tell me shit.
Mm-mm. Sure, I did more than you. That's like, what I would be saying.
Right.
I may not got a doctor, but I know more than you.
So, for me, as her friend, if I were her friend, I'd be like, girl, this is a battle you're not going to win this way. Because if you, the only way to win the battle of I have a doctorate is I have a doctorate.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it.
It's a receipts-based society, social media. Yeah. If you're going to say something, you got to back it up. All right, I want to move on because we don't have a full hour today.
Oh, you sure?
One, people on Patreon keep asking what Woody Puzzle is. Woody Puzzle is a puzzle game on my phone that is very much like Tetris, except you can go all the directions and things come three at a time.
It's not a paid ad.
It's not a paid ad. This is just what I use to keep my brain sharp. That's Woody Puzzle.
It's really called Woody Puzzle?
Yeah.
I thought you were just saying like my little Woody Puzzle.
No, it's called Woody Puzzle.
Oh, okay.
That's
what. So it's like Scrabble, but what's the one where you put Tetris. Oh, it is like Tetris, but there's no words?
No.
Just wood.
Woody Puzzle.
Not wordy puzzle.
All this time I thought I was waiting for the letters to pop up.
No, it's just Woody Puzzle. Just a little puzzle game. Just a little puzzle game. All right. Iceman, have you heard it?
Who's Iceman?
Drake.
Oh, he did.
Drake dropped three albums last
night. Three albums last night. Iceman, Habibti, and Maid of Honor.
Maid of Honor.
Which you finna get married. You should listen to that one first.
Habibti. Is he trying to do the Persian Habibi? Habibti?
I couldn't tell you what.
Habibti is just another person of endearment.
I don't know.
That's what I said, because Habibi is my love.
Habibi. So,
Habibti, I think it's just the...
The male?
The women version. Women version. Women. Female version of it?
Oh, you call women females.
Okay.
Habibti means... No, you call women females. Sorted angel.
I use it as an adjective, not a noun.
Habibti is an Arabic term of endearment that translates to my love, my dear, or my darling when addressing a female.
Well, I read
it. I read it. I didn't say
it. Clip it and ship it. Yeah. Put it on Twitter.
Yes. Okay.
Can I give you my honest?
Oh.
I listened to a leak track, which was not on
Habibti
or Iceman.
There's three.
There's three. Three leak tracks.
No, three albums.
Okay. So before the album, he leaked some tracks on Twitter. 1 a.m. in Albany. 3 p.m. in Nova Scotia. I don't know the cities or the.
That's a continuation time. Of a series he has, though.
That is just true.
For context.
Yeah, because Kendrick 616 in L.A. was a. Drake does time in cities. Mm-hmm. I know he does that. On those songs, Joshy Gonz, Angel. What? He was rapping to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, I said, okay, you rapping. Those weren't on the album. I said, okay, Drake, you know, you rapping. Drake has never not been able to rap to me, right? He also is a good beat selection. And he also is switch up the flows. I listened to Iceman. First of all, as I was falling asleep, I realized he was releasing two more albums.
Man.
I said, no. I said, eight.
Oh, you're talking about at the time of day it got released.
It was like nine.
I thought you were saying, like, as I was listening it and as I was falling asleep.
No.
Got it.
As I was, I didn't listen to Iceman last night. I didn't listen to any of them. I listened to Iceman in the gym this morning, and it was also playing in the gym.
Oh, that's an Iceman gym. Yeah.
It's an Iceman gym.
It's an Iceman gym.
So, I don't know that there's, I'm going to tell you what. I ain't going to hold you. Three albums over an hour each or around an hour each. I don't know that there's any artist who can drop three full albums at 9 p.m. and I'm going to be like, yes, listening to all three at that moment.
Yeah.
Because they're healthy albums too.
Them is not EP level. Those are not 35. He ain't no Olivia Dean.
No Tupac.
It's not 35 minutes. He's 45, an hour, hour 09, not at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Beyonce, I might try for Beyonce, but I don't think I could... 40 songs.
Give me a little
in
coke.
3 hours.
Give me a little coke and some upbeat songs. We all fuck up tonight.
I'd be I'd be like Beyonce. I'm right on it. 5 a.m. And I'm talking about as soon as I go to the gym, I got you. But if I'm tired for the day and I didn't know what's coming, because she did her surprise album, but that was the one.
But Renaissance, yeah, one big coke album.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I would need coke
for the record.
Baby, come over.
You better bring cocaine to my mailbox.
That's what I said. Cocaine has got to be involved.
For sure.
Because I'm going to get rocked.
Well, just regular Kev? And I done been up since 5? Mm-hmm. No, G.
I can't go for that.
No. But no, I got you at 5 a.m. I'll be there.
Oh, early.
So I'm listening to Iceman in the gym. And you know what? At some point, I was just like, this is just music. He done made some music. Music was made. Mm-hmm. I don't really, can't really tell the difference between the songs. Like, there's not like, oh, now this is my jam. Or I don't like this one. It's just music playing. He did share his heart. He was very sad about J. Cole. J. Cole didn't call him back. He said, we had love. Jermaine, you didn't call me back.
Oh, you were listening.
Oh, some of these things I picked up on Twitter. But that one was clear. He was like...
You also call it DJ Khaled?
He said, DJ Khaled, you ain't said Free Palestine. You have not. DJ Khaled don't eat no coochie, though, so you can't trust a man who don't eat no coochie.
That's also true.
Well, unless he does not like coochie at all.
Oh, right.
Then,
that's a different not like us.
Very nice. Very nice.
That might go in the top 10 Joshy Hall of Fame. Uncle Junior on The Sopranos got so mad that it came out that he was eating coochie. His girlfriend at the time was telling all her girlfriend, let me tell you what Junior Soprano do. He eat that cat.
He eat that cat.
He was like, girl, shut the hell up. You're going to get me killed. He She was like, why? Because you eat good coochie? He pushed her against a wall. I can't live in a cohort of men that don't respect no coochie eat. I can't live with y'all. You don't eat your grandma's coochie? Why you don't eat your grandma's coochie or your wife? No. Coochie just going on eating y'all. Oh, y'all got no problem eating. What's the sausage? That was the stuff, Josh. Bradford Wilson always says, gabagool.
Gabagool.
You eat gabagool and nitrates all day.
You have to ask me because I wouldn't have never
No, got we can't there. Play a heads up with you.
I'd be like, Vienna.
But anyway, here's what it seems like the general consensus is for Drake. His biggest mistake in all of this, from the general people, not his fans. His fans are loving the album, all three. I think one's a singing one, one's a revenge raps, one's an island-y.
One's a singing one. Which one so I don't go over there?
I think
there.
Maid of Honor.
Is the singing one?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You talking about the album is a singing
the album? The album is more singing.
Please don't. Iceman is. Don't you put me over there or I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to drive my car into a tree. God damn. That is how much I hate hearing him sing.
Really?
Ah!
Remember when you was trying to figure out who said knock at the boots and you just said, hey! I thought you liked Drake. I thought people liked Drake singing.
I don't know why, and I think they're all mentally slow.
I don't mind. Hey.
Oh. I said mentally slow.
I don't mind Drake singing. I like Drake singing. You don't like. She used to call me on my cell phone. Bam, 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 bam. Late night when
the song is catchy. Right. I hate the thing about this is the thing about Drake. I hate his voice. Okay. I don't know enough about him as a person to dislike him.
Voice,
I don't like his voice. I will deal with it. A lot of times when he's rapping, yeah. Because we're moving on. But once you give me elongated notes.
Late night when you need my help.
And you're making it
call
love.
Me on my cell phone.
Isn't it love? Late night when you need my love? Is it help?
I haven't really done much research.
And I know when the highlight blinked. There was a song on here. I was listening to his one of the albums, one with the glove, because he's Michael Jackson. That's what I figured.
That's Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman.
The White House actually.
Not Mr. Nice Man. White House tweeted Matt Iceman holding a MAGA chain. This is unrelated to Drake.
They wouldn't have that stock image.
No. I'm saying this thought that I'm about to say is unrelated to Drake. I want the White House to stop tweeting, period. I hate it. And I don't. This isn't even an Obama versus
get from
Trump.
Over there. Get from over there. And then you won't know. Get from over
from
there.
From Twitter?
Yeah.
It's my cigarette.
You got to be delivered. That's what Ty Tribune needs to add at the end of that song.
Come out of homosexuality. Come out of Twitter.
That's the male betters. That's what they meant. The male twetters. That's what the Hebrew that's my meant.
Cigarette. Somebody said on Twitter yesterday, Twitter's like a little phone cigarette. I'm addicted.
I see. I was mad that I was when I was over there having to read about the Keith Lee thing. I said, yeah, I wanted to take another shower.
It was that bad.
Yes, because I was like, oh, the dummies are here. So I don't like Drake's voice. OK,
yes.
So when he sings, I hate it more. So there was this one song that was on there. That I was like, if we could get, I was like, please don't say he's singing the whole time. I think it might be track number 3 or 2.
On Iceman?
Yeah. He stops singing, goes to rapping. I was like, okay, now this is, the beat is here. This is bearable. But as soon as you give me the flat, why do people like that? I don't understand why people like to hear him sing.
I think it's fun.
Why? I remember when he first started doing that. And I was like, why are we not booing?
Not booing?
Yeah, why aren't we like, stop, boo, boo.
What's this Drake song that he sings a lot? You didn't like Marvin's Room?
What's Marvin's
I'm
Room?
I'm going to play it for you.
And that's exactly probably. It probably sounds exactly like whatever Josh is doing. Do you not hear that?
I like it because I feel like I can do it.
I have perfect key, though, so I, you know.
Perfect pitch.
He might as well be singing out of his booty hole. Okay. Nah, brown. I feel like I'm in a prank.
It could be better. I like it. I could sing with you. I don't know the word. You could do better.
And the note, the notes always follow this thing.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Thank you. Da da.
That his most famous singing song, Joshy?
Ba da ba ba.
No, I don't know. He and that's not even songs. Like I don't know. He just also has so much music.
He go. He done made some music.
Ba da ba ba ba.
Probably passion fruit be the next biggest.
Passion fruit, Angel. You can't tell me you don't like this. You can't tell me. Passion fruit. Passion fruit. That's the one that goes. Yeah. Let's dance.
That's big right here.
Trips, da, 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 we can do better.
See, you see the same?
Trips some way, front way back. Is that what this is?
Yeah, I think.
Trips some way, front way.
It's a long intro, though. It's about to start. It's about to start.
I was like, I thought I messed up. I ain't even heard this.
Wait for listen. I'm gonna play this
motherfucker for y'all. Never heard this part. The DJ's cut this part out.
Is that Drake talking?
I don't know who it is.
Again, I feel like I'm supposed to be on drugs.
Okay, now it's a minute 10.
Because you gotta wait till the high kicks in.
And
see, the chair hated it. I don't want it.
You don't want it? I love it. Is this Trips on Wave? From Way Back Way? Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
He does that.
Da. Yeah, so why are we enjoying it?
It's fun.
Da,
you don't
want
to do this? Listen, right here, Angel, this part. Right away.
Da, da, ba.
I do that.
Oh. Yeah, we didn't like that.
I had a great time, but
I don't like his voice. The song could be great. Put somebody on there that can sing. And I don't even need riffs. Just give me something else. Pa, pa. Pa, da, pa, da, pa. If it's like, is it a lobotomy where they go into your brain?
It is a lobotomy.
That's what it feel like. My God, today. It's springtime, ain't it?
It sure is.
And listen, this is when usually you're overhauling your wardrobe. You're getting all the winter stuff out because it's time. Your social calendar is filling up. But like mm-hmm. I said before, with weddings, with graduations, with parties, okay? It feels like a new beginning, like a reset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I know a lot of you all need a plan to kind of reset, but something that actually is makes you feel your best and something you can sustain. All right. Some of us have decided what affordable GLP-1 options are there and what kind of nutrition guidance do I need to be able to make all those things work together? Well, Weight Watchers gives you the tools to stay on track and reach your weight loss goals, because spring isn't just about starting over. It's about starting fresh with support that keeps up. Listen, y'all know I have been a member of Weight Watchers through my life. I love Weight Watchers. Every time they've had, what I love about them is Weight Watchers is always about what's happening right now. And I think a lot of people think, oh, if they're doing a GLP-1, they don't need the support. They don't need help with nutrition. Weight Watchers is like, no, we can help you with that too, because we're here to help you reach whatever your goals are for your health. Now, listen, it's digital and it's on demand. Workshops that are designed to fit into your schedule, into your real life. So you can hop on a session from your kitchen while you're prepping dinner, or listen on one of your commutes. It curated experience for whatever you're going through. So if you are on GLP-1 or if you're going through menopause, weight gain, and more, because everybody's at different places in life. So a health journey looks different for somebody else, especially when dealing with weight. You get expert advice from people who have been there. Weight Watchers Core Plus members lose twice as much weight as those people who tried to lose it on their own. From perimenopause weight gain, y'all know I'm right there, okay?
Huh?
The app Adapts with you. It's a 360 health command center, access to AI body scan to track your total body composition. It's high definition look at your progress that proves life gets better and not just a number going up and down. There's no gimmicks. There's no fad. Excuse me. It's just science backed approach designed to support you in getting better results. Okay. And it's a completely overhauled app experience that's got the support you need to succeed all in one place. They've supported over 63 million members on health and weight loss journeys. This is so amazing. So it's not just a tracker. It's a community at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. Stop the guesswork and start something that works. Join Weight Watchers Core Plus program for the ultimate weight loss support and better results. Go to weightwatchers.com/SK to get a special offer for our listeners. That's weightwatchers.com/SK for a special offer.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Are you on anything else you want to say?
I do plan on listening to the rest of Iceman because, like I said, by the time I got to, like, the second and third song, not the first one, there was like, oh, okay, this has got a little something to it. It's got a little something to it, but I'm not listening to that man sing over and over again.
You the choice.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, let me move to a song where we can get to, you know, okay, let me jam. So
it spells out him, by the way. Habibti, Iceman. Maid of Honor. Drake is him.
Oh, or it spells out. Let's see how you feel about it.
So what order you call it?
It feels on what order?
All right. Did you see Is God Is?
No, and you didn't tell me to go see, and I was mad.
Come out? It came out. It's coming out as we tape today. It came out yesterday.
This is the issue.
Kev, we all could have seen this. I mean, individually.
It wasn't a podcast topic. I just really wanted to see it before I went out of town.
I want to see the movie.
Y'all should see it.
This is the issue.
Y'all want to see it and then talk about it next time?
Yes. Because I saw the preview of it on a show that I was behind on. So it was like, I didn't know how many weeks ago.
Yeah.
That the episode had actually aired. And I was like, what is this?
Okay.
Who are these black people? And I want to see them in the theater.
That's, it got Sterling K, right?
Sterling K. Brown. Kara Young, who was in Pearly Victorious, that I saw on Broadway. She got nominated for a Tony 4 years in a row. Apparently, that's the first time, only black woman that's ever happened to.
Oh, amazing.
Four different plays. She got a Tony for Pearly Victorious, something else, I forgot the next one. She's currently in Proof with, is it Ayo Edebiri?
Ayo
Edebiri and Don Cheadle.
Ooh. Jesus.
Yeah, and I like Proof. I read that play in college. Alicia Harris is the director, black woman director and writer. It's based off a play. I saw it with Liz. Sterling K. Brown is an evil villain. Eric Alexander's in it. McKelty Williamson, Vivica Fox, Josiah Cross.
You got The Boys?
No. The Boys are out of my life.
Kevin,
not yet, man.
They're not out yet, but they will be.
They're out.
They're going to leave and be like.
They come and go. Me and Zayze have the Lakers to bond on. And me and Joe have anime and sports. And luckily, he doesn't have his license. That's the only thing that's held us together the last few months.
And I have a six-year-old.
I don't.
Dang.
That does not compute to me.
I have a six-year-old.
Amar cannot be. What grade is he going to be in next year? Second?
Mm-hmm.
What are the twins going to be in?
In middle school.
Sixth?
Ooh. What the fuck is that?
The twins going to be in middle school?
Which means they're going to go through a growth spurt this summer, which is really going to make me slap the crap out of them.
They're going to be up there with little Marcus.
No, they ain't going to be up that far, but they're going to have enough substance to them. They will definitely be taller than Barisha.
Well,
I know. She's the first one to give up the ghost. I said, you are a terrible aunt.
Barisha?
You're a terrible aunt.
What did Brisha bring to the table in regards to height?
But still.
Mark will be taller than her before he goes to middle school.
But they're about to have their growth spurt. And I'm like.
How do you know? They've been sleeping a lot?
No, I have children. I've had a child. I realized this was one of the jumps. And then there's another jump from eighth to ninth that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a slow, like, look at you while I'm growing type of situation after that. So, yeah, they're going to middle school, and you've got two college students.
Two college students, two college tuitions.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
And one is not a state school.
I was trying to be like, Pierce.
Why would, no.
Go to Pierce.
He went to a private
school. Go to Argosy.
Somebody said that they reactivated their Twitter and responded and said, your records are available.
Oh, I think that's fake.
You
talking about Argosy? Yeah. I looked it up. If y'all have no time but to come in here and defend this, y'all ain't real.
Y'all need to bring back your whole school, not your Twitter account.
For seriously.
What about to say? So y'all have the Lakers too.
Lakers. Isaiah is a true sports fan because he knew the Lakers lost to OKC. He already said it before they played them. When he beat the Rockets, he was like, "That's it for us. We lose to OKC. Hopefully, we don't get swept, but we not getting out of this." I said, "Oh, a true sports fan ain't the victory. It's when you accept defeat before the game is played."
You have California children. How does that feel?
As a military brat, I'm actually happy that they feel connected to something. Because I have nothing. Mm-hmm. And they feel they are definitely California kids, California friends, California sports teams, California experiences. That's why JoJo thinks hella is not a cuss word. Mm-hmm. He just thinks it means very. It means hella to him means a lot of. He doesn't even associate hella
with hell.
With hell. He just means, there was just a lot of people there. There was hella people there. Yeah. He don't feel like he's cussing. He was like, California kids are weird. Sorry.
They are.
Oh, we are.
Listen, you are telling the truth.
What does that mean?
They are California
kids. You're a California kid.
Born and raised.
He just said we are. He knows who he is.
What do you mean by weird?
Not weird. Not weird in the context of being a weirdo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're just different.
Very different. There's a different standard. Like, this is why I got to send my babies off to HBCUs, because I need
you gotta get the California
buff them. Just wash it off a little bit.
That's good washing years, too.
Yeah, just gonna wash it just so you can understand. For instance, I wasn't cooking last night. They were like, what we eating? Amar was like, can we please get sushi?
Oh, yeah. That's
weird.
Is that a California
fuck.
Thing or is that a middle class?
It's all of it.
I think it's both. That's a blanketed
experience. But still, like, my husband got out here and people used to be like, oh, let's go to lunch with us. And they'd be like, do you want to get sushi? I said, if you want my husband to cuss you out, yeah.
He still don't like it?
No, he loves it now.
Hilarious.
He loves it.
I love it too.
But before it was like, there ain't no steak and potatoes. what we eating?
Is that how he says it?
Yeah, what we eating? There's y'all. We're eating. But
Greg has said something similar. He was like, man, L.A. Greg is different. He said, I ain't never been to brunch. In Zone 6, we ain't go to brunch that much. He said, nah, I love me a little mimosa. A little, what's the egg with the hollandaise on it? Benedict.
Yes, I love a good Benedict.
Oh, my crab Benedict, boy. You want to start a party.
Mm-hmm.
Get that Benedict.
Remember the crab?
Do you remember them English muffins we had at that winery?
Hell, motherfucking yeah! I think about them all the time.
All the time. I ain't had an English muffin that. I mean, I'm talking about near that good ever.
I hunted for those and couldn't find them.
Can't find them. Them people know how to make themselves an English muffin.
That's gotta be like chasing a high.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Absolutely.
There was one time I went to Ensenada on a cruise. And there was like a little, not even a food truck. Like, you know how L.A., they have like a little area?
Yeah.
Man, I had the best seafood shrimp taco. And I just know that place. I could never find it again. Because we were just walking.
Was the woman like outside of the restaurant with the little cookie thing?
Ain't no restaurant.
Oh, okay.
She had her own little setup.
But I think, was she fixed the food with her bare hands?
Yes.
I think I ate from that same woman. She was fucking amazing.
So I said, can you come?
She was like, what you want?
I said, I like, disregard all the rules.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah.
You had some lemon juice on your hand. That's probably good enough. Right. That'll neutralize it. Need to be neutralized. Right. When I tell you, Angel, I said, girl, you know what you're doing when it comes to these tacos. Yeah. She said, I know. That's what I do.
This is what I do. Yeah. California kids are a little weird. There's just, I don't know. I think there's just not enough oppression. I don't think they feel the systematic oppression on them enough because of the ocean air. And it just
the ocean air is funny. Ocean air neutralized the oppression.
Yeah, there's something about it. There's something about it, and so that's why, you know, a lot of the girls don't do well at HBCUs. Mm-hmm. The California girls, they go to HBCUs, they come back crying.
Yeah, California girl. Hold on 1 second, Josh. Can you mute it? Yep. Hey, I got to go.
All right.
I got to go. I have to be somewhere, and it's going to take me exactly the amount of time. Otherwise, we would finish this. Bonus. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I think we can do it all. Love you guys. See you.
Bye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.